How y'all doing? It's Mike Thomas, safety for the New York Football Giants. And just want to say thank you again, Bruce, you know, for including me in this conversation. I think it's very important, you know, when we talk about the future of, you know, our country and where we're going, especially dealing with finances. And speaking about, you know, what the African-American families, you know, go through and, you know, how we can try to help that with all the future endeavors, you know, I think it's very important to be included in this conversation. So what I want to start with is financial literacy. And speaking from a not only African-American perspective, but from a professional athlete perspective, for most athletes who come from humble beginnings, you know, financial literacy isn't something that's naturally discussed in the household. It could be for a couple of different reasons. It could be because, you know, mom and dad, if you're blessed to have both, you know, in the household, which is a shame we've been talking about that, right? But if you're blessed to have both in the household, you know, they're working. They're working and they're trying to do the best that they can to provide for their family. And investments, that might not be something that, you know, that they're afforded the, you know, opportunity to do. You know, they might be living from paycheck to paycheck. They might be just trying to do what they can to, you know, give their kids a better life than they have, you know, to provide for their kids. That's, you know, paying the bills for lights, cable, food, you know. So they're not necessarily educated on what it is to invest. So I know personally for me, you know, learning about investments, that didn't happen, not even in high school, not with my family. It didn't happen in college. It happened once I got to the league and, you know, I had a bunch of people coming at me, you know, with different opportunities. And it's like, who do you trust for this information, right? The thing that I understood, obviously, I understood diversification. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You know, you've heard that since you were a kid. So while I might have put some money in all those other places like the stock market and mutual funds and stuff, I understand real estate. Why? Because when I was a kid, I understood that my parents had to pay rent or they had to pay bills. And if they didn't do that, we would be without a home. So I definitely went into, you know, investments thinking, okay, well, if I buy real estate and the value of the property grows, that's already a plus. Plus, if I'm getting rent and that's able to take up my mortgage costs for the homes that I did mortgage that I didn't pay with cash, and it's paying, like, the taxes on the home, and that's extra, then I'm making a profit. So that's something I understood. And most guys, they'll say the same thing. Like, they understand real estate, but like everything else, it's learning on the fly. You don't have time to actually do it yourself. You know, we have busy lives from football, everything else that we're dealing with. If we're, you know, have our own nonprofits and foundations and stuff like that, then if you want to have time to still be with your family, you know, your wife and your kid or whatnot, you know, you just don't have time to just dive in and learn, you know, about the stock market and all that stuff yourself. So it would be still creating some type of program that educates the African-American community, not just, you know, the regular community, but the athletes as well who have came into these large sums of money and are not really sure exactly how to do, you know, what to do with it, how to grow it, how to transform it from being just a, you know, short-term gain, because, you know, our careers are short. We're going to have to work, you know, once we retire from this game for a whole lot longer than we played, to maybe generational wealth. And, you know, that's something a lot of guys struggle with, because from a young age, and right here I'm going to transition now to, like, talking about, you know, how to turn it into, you know, generational wealth when all your life, all you thought about was, you know, I just want to make enough money so I can provide for my mom and dad because they've sacrificed, you know, so much. And a lot of guys, that's the first thing they do. You know, they get to the league, they get their first check. It's universal. They're like, first thing I want to do is buy my mom a house. I want to buy my mom a house, okay? A lot of guys, unless you're that first round pick or you sign that mega contract, you know, that money doesn't last. So you can buy your mom a house, but will she be able to stay in it? Will she be able to pay those property taxes every single year? Or is it going to be, you know, is it going to be on you? And if you get cut, or if you, you know, you're no longer playing and you're no longer getting those large sums, then how's it going to be sustainable for you to keep her there? When it's tough and it's hard to say, okay, mom, maybe not the first year, maybe not the first contract for however long it is, I can't buy you that house then, but I can use this money as upstart and, you know, maybe invest it well so I'm starting to grow money. And maybe with the second contract, if I'm blessed enough, maybe I can get you a house then. That actually is a personal story for me. You know, I undrafted practice squad first couple years. You know, it took me playing in the league 6 years before I was able to finally buy my mother a home. and my both my parents, and it was tough telling them no. So in this portion, I want to talk about investing in the community and access and upward mobility. When it comes to investing in your community, like I said in the other portion, you almost feel an obligation. You want to give them all the knowledge that you've gained. If you have the resources to, make things better, either your high school, your community center, the neighborhood you grew up in, you can provide anything you can. Like, you want to do it. One, you feel an obligation to it. B, if you're giving back to other, organizations and charities, why not do it back in your own hometown, right? So guys feel like, okay, if I do get it to a place where I can, invest in franchises, so, or different type of businesses, I'd want to do it in my own hometown. That can be, from chain restaurants to, I've seen guys start car dealerships, regular restaurants, anything. But they want to do it in their hometown. Why? Because they have a connection to it, and they know, okay, it's going to make that town better. If I'm going to start businesses and, I'm planning on this being my second career, why not have it in the community that I'm in? And I think it's a good thing, especially if you're doing real estate, if you're doing these chain restaurants and stuff, and you're providing jobs. That's huge. It serves two purposes. One, you're helping a community that is probably under-resourced anyway. You're providing jobs for them, and you're also doing something that makes you feel better. But you're being smart with your money, so it serves two purposes in that aspect. And a lot of guys want to do that, and I think the more guys who are able to invest back into their communities when things happen and they're, not waiting on just legislation or the government to do it, that's what it's going to take. That's what, that's going to help, I guess, change the cycle of like, okay, my community was, was a rough community. It was a humbling experience. So like now, okay, look, we're doing things to make it better. Talk about access. That was the biggest thing I took away from my experience, going from, inner cities of Houston to a school like Stanford. Seeing, with those, how developed those kids were, what they knew from a young age, I felt like I was, had to learn a lot of things on the fly, which is fine. It prepared me and built me, tougher in a lot of different ways than, what they had. So, they probably felt like, man, you made it without doing all the stuff we did, that's awesome too. So I just try to like give back all the time to, to the city that I come from, with everything I've learned. So talk about high school kids. Like, I try to make sure that they know that, hey, it's not okay to start taking the SAT, ACT, senior year. Like, these kids have been taking it and preparing for it since their freshman year. They're taking all type of courses and stuff. So when I do my youth football camps back in Houston, I make sure that every kid that's there fills out college applications. We do SAT, ACT prep before we even touch the field. And, I just, any knowledge that I can get, I try to give it to them. I let them know, like, hey, your counselors in high school, they're there to help you. Like, use them. When you get to college, the TAs, the academic advisors, use them. They're going to help you have success. They're totally there for you to have success. And it's translatable to everything else in life, networking, understanding that, hey, you don't have all the answers, and it's fine. It's okay that you don't have the answers. There's somebody else out there that you can ask, that he's probably a phone call away, question away from like putting you exactly where you need to be so that you can, you can have success in life in whatever career path that you want. And if there are kids that come up to me and ask me questions or, hey, I want to get into this, who can I talk to? I try to make sure that I always provide that answer for them, because I've seen like that's how, a lot of other people who don't come from the same neighborhood I come from, that's how they have success in life. It's the access. Who, I mean, I guess we heard it since we were kids too. It's not about what you know, it's who you know. And, all that networking, just trying to make sure that all these things that I've learned over the way, I picked up over the way, I'm giving back to the community, because while this is basic knowledge to a lot of people, these are some of the things that, again, are not discussed in, the neighborhoods, in the, the homes of these inner city communities. And a lot of professional athletes, we have the same story. We share the same story. Like, man, like, I ain't know any of this. I ain't have any of that back home. Like, my family doesn't know anything about this. And, we're trying to catch everybody up. So these are some of the things that guys deal with, they struggle with. And I think that the more we consider building programs and finding ways to A, educate them, and providing resources that, you know, the people who live in better neighborhoods, better cities have, you know, that will only help with the process of, building better communities all around America, all around our country, all around the world. Thank you.